Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the Epiphany of the Lord, January 8th, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Years ago, I took a business trip to Mauritius. This is a country that's a tiny speck of an island located in the Indian Ocean, east of Somalia and north of much, much larger Madagascar. And during the 2 weeks prior to my journey, I dutifully created a packing list. Since I'm a light packer, that part was easy. There was one problem, though. I could not locate my passport. Now, my wife Elizabeth is the keeper of important documents in our household, but apparently I had forgotten to return my passport to her after a previous trip. I searched in every conceivable spot where I thought my passport might be located. And as my departure date approached, concern turned to worry, and worry turned to, well, let me be honest, feeling frantic. As the time of my leaving got even closer, I had to make a decision. In addition to continuing searching, should I pay over $400 for an express passport courier service? Then something fortuitous happened. Most mornings, I spend about 20 minutes in what I call contemplative prayer. And one morning, a week prior to my departure from San Francisco Airport, I had a flash of insight as I was concluding my prayer. Feeling centered and relaxed, I got up, walked to my work area at home, and there at the bottom of three boxes was a file folder containing my passport. It took being clear-headed and in a stress-free state of mind to be able to retrace my steps and locate my passport. Now, some of you may be thinking, was it expired? Fortunately not, it was current. A happy ending to a taxing episode. Why do I share this zany story from you this afternoon? For two reasons. First is because today's readings from Scripture all center on the theme of journey. And second, because I think there's a very strong connection between our presence of mind and the quality of each of our journeys. The story of the Magi, the wise men, is so colorful that we run the risk of overlooking its significance and fail to see the deeper meaning. The wise men represent all of us. Their journey through desert and mountain following a star is our search for purpose and meaning in life. Finding both is just not possible unless we're guided by a faith that enables us to see underneath the surface of things. And at the center of our search is the innocence of a newborn child, surrounded by wonder and mystery, a child who's able to stir in us the emotions and the imagination of those who were drawn into his presence. The story of the Magi's journey is always relevant because God sees to it that those among us who truly search for him will always ultimately find him. God will always shed light into our darkness and make us new. The responsibility we bear is to let that divine light come in and to allow it to shine through us out into the world. Yet sometimes we can be so oblivious. Isn't it ironic? He who is born to be king of the Jews is recognized not by his own people, but from strangers from afar. Jesus' birth is proclaimed by a star, but it seems to be visible only to those who are far away. The members of the household are inclined to miss the splendor of revelation that takes place close by, while strangers may catch the radiance of it. The story of the Magi should cause all of us to ask ourselves, have we become so familiar with the mysteries of our faith, or so busy that we miss the meaning behind the story and return to our lives untouched by these celebrations? Today's scripture passages call us to make a journey from afar. But it's not a journey measured in miles. It's not two 12-hour flights from here to Mauritius. Rather, it's a journey where we seek the star in the firmament of our hearts. Throughout his letters to the early Christians, St. Paul describes the challenges of cultivating the virtues of daily life as a journey. And what are those virtues? Kindness, thankfulness, patience, and forbearing. Helping each of them grow in us is what embodies the desire of God, who wills to be within each of us. However, we cannot follow this shining star. We cannot make Jesus the lodestar of our journey if we live in a state of constant distraction and busyness, always reacting to what's coming at us. I'm certain that many of us can recall times throughout our journey, whether it's school or in a job or in a transition in life, where it's been layered with compounding agendas, one on top of the other, so much so that we drop into a state of mindlessness that I call autopilot busyness. We find ourselves reacting rather than responding. We watch our lives fill at an endless, relenting pace. It rushes past us, and we have neither the time nor the ability to look and to ponder that star that represents Christ in our lives. Now, by contrast, it's not necessarily a bad thing to be busy from a place of meaning and intention. If our journey is full of experiences and people that keep us engaged with our deepest yearnings, including things like prayer, engaging our strengths, deepening our service to others, working and playing with people who we can't get enough time with, then chances are very good we are pursuing the right star. Are we busy? Yes. But with a type of busyness that leaves us full rather than empty. Either way, there's no blame here. Crazy busyness has become the social norm. But just because it's become the norm doesn't mean it's good. The alternative to the reactive autopilot journey of life is characterized by awareness, reflection, and discernment. This Wednesday evening, the Catholic community at Stanford is very fortunate to host Father Kevin O'Brien, who's the dean of the Jesuit School of Theology at Berkeley. It's a school of Santa Clara University. He's also the former head of mission and identity at Georgetown University. And Father Kevin is going to give a talk that's entitled The Jesuit Guide to Discernment. Discernment is the art of prayerful decision-making. And his topic fits perfectly with today's Feast of the Epiphany, because discernment is the art of decision-making that allows us to understand that everyday life is revealing God to us and to appreciate God's action in us and among us. It's a great remedy for the reactive kind of autopilot journey too many of us find ourselves making. Discernment means being aware that God wants us to make good decisions and to realize that we don't have to do all the work. It helps us to recognize that God is at work within us and within the world, and helps us to choose the right path in our journey in life. Keeping that point in mind, and in the spirit of the passage from Paul's letter that we just heard, stating that we are heirs, sharers in the promise of Christ Jesus, permit me to suggest one practice that you might want to make your own. When you wake up in the morning, rather than reaching immediately for your phone to check texts or social media or emails, take 30 seconds to 3 minutes to remain in bed. Place one hand over your chest and the other on your forehead and set an intention for the day. Say to yourself, Lord, may your spirit and my spirit become one as I bring myself to this day. Bless my mind and my heart as I strive today to do your will, especially, and then identify a single focus for your day. Give it a try. And may today's and each day's true journey, which takes us not far from home, bring us back home to God. The God who took on human form and came to us as an infant child to show us the way to journey home.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.